the TSO under Victor Feldbrill with Dreams from Music for a Young Prince by Godfrey Rideout on the New Classical FM. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, next Sunday is a very exciting day for our next generation of classical stars. The Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra, or TSYO, will be performing their first concert of the season. The program is called High Spirits, Brahms, Borodin, and Dvorak. And right now, TSYO flutist Eleanor Song is here with us in studio to tell us all about it.
Eleanor Song, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you.
It's great that you were able to come in and tell us about your first full year with the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra, the TSYO. But first, let's have a few get-to-know-you questions.
For sure.
Do you have a favorite composer at this point?
Favorite composer? There's so many to pick from, but I would say Maurice Ravel, simply because he has so many beautiful writings for orchestral music, but his piece, Daphnis and Chloe, is just so breathtaking that I named my flute actually after the piece.
You did. Yeah. Oh, there are some beautiful flute parts in that one. There's a big solo, isn't there?
Yes, big solo.
Do you have a favorite movie or TV series at the moment?
I always come back to Gilmore Girls, actually, especially in the fall. I think that's just such a great show. Just very homey, very comforting.
Oh, I know what you mean. Is it because Rory's going to school? It gives it that kind of autumnal September feeling.
It kind of does.
What's your favorite piece in the flute repertoire?
Probably has to be Reinecke's Ballade. There's a version for flute and orchestra, but as well as flute and piano. But that piece has just always... I've actually just introduced the piece to me this past summer at Orford Music when I was studying with Lorna McGee. So this piece, my colleague played it, but it was just so beautiful and... It really pushes the flutist to open up their sound and be as expressive as possible. So I think this piece has always just motivated me to kind of open up my sound and be really creative with it.
Oh, it's got something in there that you really feel.
It does.
What's your favorite non-classical, non-orchestral song or something you're hooked on right now?
Oh, so I'm really into Korean pop music, K-pop, pop, as well as jazz. But I would say I have two favorite songs. So TWICE is a Korean girl group that has 9 members in it, but their song Feel Special and an English duo partnership called Hun, they have a song called Day One that both of these songs I actually used in a video that I created with my cousins during the pandemic when we were filming like a short video at home just as a way to say our appreciation to our family and grandparents. So I think those two songs always reminded me of the memories I created with my family.
What's your favorite area of Toronto and why?
Probably around North Derrick, like Shepherd Young, just because I went to high school there and I kind of grew up in that area a lot. Just a lot of good food, very convenient to access, and so many places to visit, and a few friends live there too.
We were speaking a little bit before about where you're at in your flute studies, and you're continuing your last year of your undergraduate degree. Clearly, flute is something you've chosen as your vocation, and I'm wondering how this began. Tell us about your history with the flute.
So I began learning flute around grade 7 or 8. We had an instrument testing day where our band program came in and offered different head joints, mouthpieces. So originally I wanted to try playing saxophone just because I was really drawn to the gold color. I tried out the flute and I was able to produce a sound immediately. So it just sort of sticked with me afterwards. And I just took lessons on the side to help learning band repertoire. So as I progressed with flute lessons, I just explored a bit more band. And then I wanted to go into orchestral. So I think that's how I came to TSYO.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. This is your first full year with the TSYO, and I was going to ask you, what drew you there? Obviously, the opportunity for orchestral music, but is there anything in particular about the TSYO that's attractive to a young musician like yourself?
So the TSYO offers so many versatile opportunities, like camp weekend, playing side-by-side at Roy Thompson Hall, and just exploring so many different genres of repertoire. So I think just the amount of opportunities the TSYO presents is an experience I'm definitely grateful for. I'm just glad to be able to do this alongside my colleagues.
And I'm sure you get orchestral opportunities at the university, but how is the wind section different at the TSYO?
different. I would say everyone's just so motivated and really just pushing, putting in that extra effort to come to rehearsal prepared all week. But it's very similar to our school orchestra. Everyone's just so dedicated and eager to learn.
You've got an upcoming program called High Spirits with music by Brahms, Borodin, and Dvorak. What are you most looking forward to in this concert?
Definitely Borodin's Polovistian dances, simply because I was assigned flute one for this piece.
So you're playing principal flute in that one, so there are a lot of flute melodies involved.
There is, yes. It's a very technical work, but it does push me to be as expressive as possible and very stable in general. So I think this piece, it's quite technically challenging, but I think I'm just so excited to be able to play such a large orchestral work with choir later on when we add in the choir, and being able to play this piece as in the side-by-side concert as well towards the end of November.
So you'll be playing this with the TSO?
I believe so, yes.
It's interesting because you mentioned the chance to be stable, which speaks to a side of orchestral playing that maybe we don't focus on so much when we chat with people, because we're thinking about music and it being so expressive and so personal. But there's this whole other side to orchestral playing. What do you like about what you call stability?
Oh, I see. So stability, I interpret in different ways. So of course, being metronomical, very on the beat, on the stick, is very important in orchestral playing, but as well as achieving a good balance, simply because, for example, Borodin has so many thick harmonies and contrasting parts between like woodwinds and the strings. So I think just being able to achieve a good, stable, balanced sound so that it's not like different parts all coming towards the audience, but rather more unified collective sound.
Right. So finding exactly that right place as part of the whole.
Exactly.
Right. Great. Tell us a bit about Camp Weekend, because it's been mentioned a few times when I've spoken with TSYO members before. As with my own experience with the TSO, I remember what Camp Weekend was like.
It's such a great experience for us to get to know one another and to build that strong connection that I think is very valuable to orchestral playing. So not just being able to know each other's tendencies, but also our personalities and how we can work towards creating a more unified collective sound.
Right. It's a great team building moment for the orchestra. So obviously there are orchestral rehearsals, but what else is involved?
They have a lot of team building experiences there. So a lot of like campfire activities, as well as more outdoor park activities as well. So I think they're just doing these activities just so that we can get to know one another and for us to also have some fun during the rehearsals, because rehearsals can get a bit intense. So just a good way for us to relax and get to know one another and just have fun making music too.
Well, you've got a great season ahead, and congratulations on joining the TSYO this year, and toy, toy, toy for High Spirits.
Thank you so much.
That was TSYO flutist Eleanor Song. You can hear her and the entire TSYO in music by Brahms, Borodin, and Dvorak next Sunday, 3 p.m. at George Weston Recital Hall. Right now, let's hear that music that is going to feature Eleanor in particular. Lots of great flute solos in the Polovtsian dances by Borodin.